If you have a business or you're an entrepreneur and you either have employees or you're thinking about hiring employees, how do you know that you have the right one in the right position? How do you keep them happy? How do you keep them from leaving? We're going to talk about that on this episode of Financial Momentum Podcast. Everybody, welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast, and today I want to talk about employees, if you have any, or maybe you're thinking about hiring employees. There are some things to consider, some very important things. You know, periodically, your business is going to have some kind of an evaluation. You're going to have to go and look at how your organization is doing, what its strengths and weaknesses are, and all organizations have both. They all have strengths and they all have weaknesses. Same is true for people. So when you make this assessment of your progress or for your organization, what do you do with that information? You find out what your strengths and weaknesses are. You look at that. You find out what your employees' strengths and weaknesses are, if you have employees. You may be thinking about hiring employees, and it's just as important to find that out when you hire someone. You look at an employee, and the traditional way of thinking is, you know, you look at this evaluation of a person or of the company, and you see where you're weak. You see where the person is weak, where you're weak, where your company is weak. And the natural tendency is to say, oh, you have to work on that weakness. We have to get that, we have to make some improvements in that area. So for the individual, do you really want to spend time working on their weaknesses? That's what most people are going to tell you to do, but I'm going to tell you different. My idea is, it's not my idea, it's not an original idea, but it's something I agree with strongly. But they're going to tell you to do more of whatever your weakness is. Study it. Practice. Maybe we shouldn't look at a person's weakness. Maybe we should look at their strengths and move them in that direction. Maybe they're in the wrong job. Maybe they need to have their job altered a little bit. Or maybe a lot, so that they're working in their area of strength and not weakness. When you hire somebody, if you're thinking about hiring an employee, look at what your weakness is. Hire somebody that has that as a strength. You need to complement each other. And now I'm talking, of course, that is assuming you're just going to hire one employee. You're by yourself right now, and you're going to hire your first employee. But it works with all of those. And when you get more employees, you have to look at everybody's strengths and weaknesses and hire according to that, too. It's not a perfect system. It doesn't always come out just the way you want it, but it can help solve some problems. And your company has some problems, probably. Everybody's does. So think about this situation here. This is an example. Say you have all your positions filled. If you're a company that has employees, you don't have any openings. You have all positions filled, but you have a high turnover rate. And lately, that's pretty common. Let's say you have one person, John, who works in accounting. He's kind of mediocre. Maybe adequate, but he's mediocre to adequate at his job in accounting. Math isn't the best, and he's always trying to think of ways to do things better. Always coming up with new ideas. And that means he's creative, right? He's inventing ways to do things better. That's his strength. His weakness is that he's not very analytical, which is not a good place to be if you're working in an accounting position. Analytical is, you know, that's the name of the game in accounting. So you're going to get kind of a poor, mediocre performance out of this guy. So now let's say you have another employee. She's very analytical, loves doing these tedious, boring things like accounting. She's into math, but she's stuck in the marketing department just because she came to apply for a job, and that's the only opening that they had. And maybe the head of marketing decided they wanted her because she was a stable person and she looked professional, she acted professional, and she needed a job. So they took her in that position. She was happy to get it because she needed a job, right? But she's not creative. She's analytical. Creativity is her weakness. Math and being analytical, that's her strength. These two people need to be switched. The company's suffering here because they've got these two people in the wrong position. Now think about if you're a big company. You have 100 employees. You might have this problem multiplied by 10 or 20 or 30 even. When you get in that situation, your company is going to lose money. And that is the last thing you want. You do not want to lose money. Why does it lose money? Well, their performance is low. They aren't happy. They don't know. They aren't experts. It's not their strength. So they're not doing a good job because they just aren't able. And when that happens, people quit. People quit their job. The turnover is high. And you know, it costs 1.5 times a person's salary to replace them. So if somebody quits, whatever their salary is, it's going to cost 1.5 times that much to replace that person. So there's money lost right there. So why follow this conventional, this so-called conventional wisdom by getting these two people to work on their weaknesses? I imagine some companies are even going so far as to pay money for these people to take courses to get improvement in something they're going to suck at for the rest of their life. If I had to do accounting, that would just be like, I don't know. I think I might rather be in jail than have to be an accountant. I hate it. Even though I'm a math person, I have a degree in physics and I don't like accounting. It just is insane to me. It's one of the worst things that you could ever do to me would be to make me do bookkeeping or accounting. I have to have somebody else do it. I can't do it. You don't want me doing your bookkeeping. You don't want me doing my bookkeeping or my accounting. I'm just not good at it. And if I had to do it for a living, I think I would, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I would rather do almost anything than to have that job, but I am creative. You know, I'm a guitar player. I used to play in a band and I also played drums and bass and I'm a musician. I used to be a musician. I'm artistic. I've done paintings and have an interest in sculpture and that kind of thing. And I create things for our business. I come up with ideas for new things. And my wife, on the other hand, she loves the tedious stuff that I don't like doing. She likes the little detailed things. That's why she's the chief financial officer in our business. I like making the money. I come up with ideas to make the money. She comes up with ways. She has a way of keeping track of the money, managing the money. and it works out because we are in our strength positions. So here's my opinion. I think there are two positions, two types of positions. So there's a strength position and a weak position or a weakness position. Strength position is, here's the definition I gave it, the ideal position for a person based on their strength. This position produces higher performance, better employee retention, and higher morale and motivation. Here's the weakness position or the weak position. It's a position that does not align with or is opposite to a person's strengths. In other words, you're in the wrong job. This produces higher turnover, lower morale and motivation. This is why so many people hate their job. And it's why so many people are looking for ways out of their job. It's why companies have trouble hiring people right now. They try to stick people in the wrong job. And there's such an easy way to prevent that. There are assessments that you can do. Assessments that determine a person's strength and weakness. And if you sit down and talk to them after they've taken one of these assessments, they see it. It's clear as day. They go, oh my gosh, that's right. That's what I love to do. There's a DISC assessment and a working genius assessment there from two different companies. Guy named Patrick Lencioni created the working genius assessment. That's my favorite one. But it will tell you what your strengths and your frustrations are. And my strengths are invention and discernment. So I can look at something and decide if that's a good idea or not, or if that's going to work. And I'm creative, so that's where the invention part comes from. So many people are working in the wrong job. And if companies would just do these assessments and they would have so much better retention, much happier employees. This is what my wife does, what our company does. We do these assessments and we do leadership training and coaching. And we do these assessments with people, and it's like they knew it, but they didn't know it. They knew it in the back of their mind. They knew, what they needed to be doing, but they weren't doing it. And when you take one of these assessments, it's like somebody has turned on a light for you, and you can see it. Everything becomes clear. And hopefully employers out there, when they see these assessments and they see the report that comes at the end of those, and they see the report on the person who took it, most of them will reevaluate what position they have these people in. And you'd be surprised how many of them are in the weak position. And they need to be moved to the strength position. And all it takes is a little shuffling. There might be a little retraining. And trust me, it's way cheaper than hiring somebody new and going through the training process from the beginning. You will have much happier employees. And it doesn't matter if you have one employee or 100 employees, or if you have contract labor, 1099 employees, they can be in that same situation too. They could be doing something that they aren't really happy with, something that is part of their weakness because they don't know that they shouldn't be doing this. And I see this all the time. I see people, here's a good example. I have a friend, whenever I do any kind of renovation work on a property in real estate, I get him to come and do the work if it's in West Texas. And he loves painting. That's his favorite thing. He loves painting, but it's not necessarily his biggest strength. His biggest strength is tile work. He does amazing tile on floors, ceramic tile, and he actually does the part of the painting, you know, brushing the paint on, rolling it on. He does that pretty good. It's the prep work for it that that's not his strength. And that was something that I always went in and did ahead of him because I was a little more picky about it. I was more of a, thinking of it more from an artistic standpoint of how I don't want to see the cracks between the trim pieces. I don't want to see the nail holes. I don't want to see the caulk that goes to fill all that in. You know, I want it to just be filled in. And so I would go in and do that. And he'd come along and paint. And it worked that way. That's the kind of thing that works. So if you have somebody in your company that you think is horrible at a job or they're mediocre at their job, you know, do a little investigating first. Don't assume that they're incompetent or that they don't care. It could be that you got them in the wrong position. You might be able to increase your company's income. You might have a big profit increase just by moving people around in your company. It is possible. It has been done. You can do that too. So here's a little quote that I like to say about money. I frequently use this quote about money. Money goes where it's welcome and it stays where it's treated best. And the same is true for people. We all want to feel welcome. We'll stay with the organization that treats us best. So that means they need to be working in a strength position. They need to be doing what they do best, and they will be much happier. They will go somewhere. If they are doing something that they're mediocre at and they constantly get these poor performance ratings, it causes them stress. It makes them feel unhappy and unappreciated. And you keep telling them, well, you need to improve. You got to do this to improve. And they'll eventually quit. They'll leave and they'll find a job at another company doing what they like to do, even if they have to take less money for it. If there's more happiness and fulfillment, they will take a job for less money. So you better keep that in mind because you might lose a high quality person just because you have them in the wrong position. So that's it for this time. Next time, we're going to talk about hiring some people on the Financial Momentum Podcast.